This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Former President Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday. Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, on Fox News, says her client is being charged with something he didn't do.
He'll be charged with something he didn't do, but I think it's going to be a books and records kind of charge. And knowing Alvin Bragg, the Soros-backed DA, I assume that he's going to try and stack several of these misdemeanors that a normal person would never be indicted for, let alone charged with.
It is the highest-profile U.S. visit by a Taiwan leader in years. Nonetheless, President Tsai Ing-wen is keeping largely out of the public eye. A U.S. stopover that began Wednesday in New York marks Tsai's first foreign travel since mid-2019 and comes at a time of heightened tensions with China that many fear could easily fall into an armed conflict. A New Jersey congressman says he's going to try and help a Wall Street journalist detained in Russia.
Representative Josh Gottheimer, who's a member of the House Intelligence Committee, says he'll do everything he can to help secure New Jersey native Evan Gershkovich's freedom. He's requested an immediate briefing from the committee and will continue to be in communication with the State Department. Russia's main security agency says Gershkovich is being held on suspicion of espionage in the interests of the American government. I'm Skip Kelly.
California's snowpack is at record high levels following a series of atmospheric rivers, and forecasters warn another winter storm is due to hit the Golden State this weekend. The latest bomb cyclone associated with an atmospheric river that put more heavy snow across the Sierra Nevada this week can help break the record set in 1982-83. Scientists at Tel Aviv University found that plants actually make a popping sound similar to bubble wrap that is made at a frequency that humans cannot hear. The research shakes up what most botanists thought, that plants were silent. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The former chief executive officer of cryptocurrency firm FTX is facing more legal problems.
Bankman-Fried is accused of bribing a Chinese government official with $40 million in 2021 when he was the FTX CEO. The new indictment alleges Bankman-Fried directed an employee to bribe the official after Chinese authorities froze several of his accounts worth more than $1 billion. He's already awaiting trial after being hit with a list of charges due to the collapse of FTX, formerly one of the globe's biggest cryptocurrency firms. He's expected to face trial on these new charges in October. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said his state will not assist if any extradition requests by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg come down. DeSantis called Bragg's actions questionable circumstances and un-American and as a weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda. End quote. It's being reported Trump will turn himself in Tuesday.
The law enforcement agency says it's working with state authorities and Trump's lawyers to provide for a safe surrender and that its role is transportation and personal protection. They're not taking part in Trump's arrest. Trump has released a statement saying he's completely innocent and his lawyers are calling his indictment a political attack. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thank you, Skip, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got John Fleetwood from American Faith. John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing great, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Well, just like you and most of America, I'd say at least 50% of America, you know, a little, you know, confused and, you know, disheartened by what the district attorney has done out of New York. It seems like he has really, you know, stepped over the Rubicon in a big way here. And, you know, the pressure that he has put upon the U.S. Constitution, the pressure he has put upon people of conservative values, people who believe in the Constitution. I would say that, you know, meanwhile, we have to wait until we actually see the indictment until next Tuesday, which I think is unfair, because between now and then, there's lots of conjecture, lots of opinion, and it just, and along with that, people getting rather upset, especially, you know, those that support Donald Trump in believing that what is happening here is just a continuation of the injustice that has taken place ever since Donald Trump and Melania Trump came down the escalator in 2015.
Yeah, I think even for, it's well said, Bill. And even if you're not a Trump fan, this can very well happen to you. Doesn't matter if you're a mm-hmm. Democrat or a Republican. Here you have a man of great wealth, very very good financial standing, and the government's coming after him. If the government doesn't like your political views, then they can come after you. Our justice system has obviously been hijacked. For people who don't know, who haven't heard, the former President Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States, has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury on campaign-related charges. This happened yesterday. He was indicted by a grand jury, and this has to do with alleged payments that happened back in 2016 during Trump's presidential campaign. The payments were purportedly made to silence allegations of an extramarital affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Now, Daniels has come out multiple times since 2016 and moving forward, saying that the affair never happened. Trump's denied that it happened. Cohen's, who was the lawyer, a former lawyer for Trump,
Michael the alleged Cohen, fixer,
had, correct. Yeah, so he was a turncoat. You could say stabbed Trump in the back, and alleged that Trump had told him to pay off Stormy Daniels, and the mainstream media has taken that and said, well, that they used campaign funds. And so, therefore, this is it's an indictable criminal offense. Now, Cohen's lawyer, for people who don't know, wrote a letter on behalf of Cohen back in 2018, I believe, that said that that never happened, that Trump's campaign never paid for any of this. So that's important to understand. But what's going on right now and what happened yesterday with this official indictment is this is a historic development in U.S. politics. I mean, this marks, Bill, as you know, this is the first time that a former U.S. president has faced criminal charges like this. So they're alleging there could be these 30-some-odd business-related charges.
That, 34 counts. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and people need to understand, this is the thing, Bill, and this is my take, and you can tell me what you think about this. But this isn't even about defeating Trump, I don't think. I think this is to elicit a response. In other words, this is a gambit. It's a pawn. You put your pawn out there on the board, and you want your opponent to make a move against that pawn so that you've got this knight or this rook or this queen over here where your opponent maybe can't see two or three moves down the line, is going to take whatever piece, whatever chess piece is going to take your pawn. That's what this is, I think. This is to elicit a response from Republicans. Glenn Beck has made the same point last night and this morning. Charlie Kirk, another conservative figurehead, has made the same point also. I think they're right. I don't think this is necessarily about taking down Trump. I don't think this is going to take down Trump. This has happened over and over and over and over again. It's the Russia collusion. It's the Mar-a-Lago documents. It's they keep firing these missiles at Trump, and they keep deflecting away from him. So if it's not about him, and he's got all this money, he can afford the lawyers to protect himself. This is to elicit a response. It's to get the American people, the conservatives, the America First people, to respond and do something like a Jan 6, where they can then use our response, our anger against us. I think it's also, Bill, I think it's also to hide the banking crisis. I know you saw that the Saudis and Brazil and China, these BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're forming a coalition, and now they're forming a financial coalition where now they're trying to collapse the U.S. dollar and instigate this so-called rainbow coin, this Fed coin currency, which, again, as Glenn Beck has pointed out, this is going to crash the United States dollar. It's going to crash the currency. And as Beck says, we're going to become the next Brazil. So that's what's happening right now. You've also got, I think this is also hiding the transgender terrorism that's going on. They stormed not just Tennessee. Everybody saw in Nashville, Tennessee, just north of where I am, these transgender protesters went and stormed the Tennessee Capitol to scream and scream about there needs to be more gun control, there needs to be more gun control, even though it's the schools that don't have a resource officer armed or teachers armed with weapons. Those are the ones that get attacked, and that's what happened, right, unfortunately, at Covenant. So Nashville was stormed by these trans terrorists. We've got the trans terrorism happening at Covenant, where Christian children, nine-year-olds, one was eight, just about to become nine, and three adults were murdered by this transgender person, biological woman. You've got that happening. You've got these transgender people have the highest rate, one of the highest rates of mental illness in the country, and they have. Also, interestingly enough, they have some of the highest rates. A study was just put out. I'm reading this right now off WorldNet Daily right now. A study reveals who's most prone to violent radicalization. And as it turns out, it's these transgender folks. And that's awful. But that's where the focus needs to be, not on instigating gun control to take away our law-abiding American citizens to defend themselves and their families. That's not what this should be about.
Yeah, and what you're referring to is some empirical evidence here. Dr. John Lott had texted me last night to remind me that the murderer there in Tennessee bypassed her first target because of armed security. And we see this repeatedly, that these murderers that attack these schools, they target specifically schools or areas that are not protected. They want to have their will, and they want to be able to do it and get away with as much damage and carnage as possible before they see any fire themselves coming their way. So, you know, the evidence is clear. One manifesto after another, it is consistent, whether we're talking Aurora or Tennessee. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast. We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are millions of people in India, but only 2.4% of them know Jesus as their Savior. As a religious minority, Indian Christians often endure violent attacks due to their beliefs. Attacks on tribal Christians in central India recently left nearly 1,500 people homeless and traumatized. As horrifying as these reports are, Christ warned his followers that we will be persecuted in his name. It can be difficult for us in America to understand the fear true persecution creates, but millions of believers worldwide face that reality every day. It's crucial that we encourage people in these regions with God's word and stand with them in prayer so that our brothers and sisters in Christ know that they are not alone in their struggles. To learn how you can pray for believers who regularly face persecution for their faith, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. He is John Fleetwood, Managing Editor for American Faith. Well, John, The Democrats, I mean, I think what Charlie Kirk and Glenn Beck and others are pointing out, yes, there is a long-range program, and you and I have discussed this before. This is no big surprise. This all, you know, goes hand in glove with Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the globalist movement, the one world government, and America and Donald Trump are in the way of their worldly ambition. Now, you know, we've been praying earlier because America resulted from an answer to prayer and a covenant promise by God himself. This is God's country. And we went before God and said, God, please, you have to come in. But understanding this, and I've said this all along, and you and I have talked about this before, God's will be done. If this is the next step that must happen in the fulfillment of the prophetic final chapter of what happens to America and the world and leads us to the legitimate one world government led by Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, so be it. But if there is to be that pause, that opportunity, like Nineveh, 100-year pause possibly, or whatever time God would determine to be right in accordance with his plan and his perfect purpose, then so be that. But meanwhile, as people of faith, we have the advocate. We have God Almighty, the outstretched arm of the holy, righteous, and just one, who is merciful beyond our understanding and comprehension. He is in charge. He is the one that will honor his people and his covenant. And so, you know, there's going to be a lot of conjecture. We see it on its surface. And it's good news, bad news. The good news is people understand inherently, it's like their conscience is being jettisoned here, John. Their godly conscience is being jettisoned in such a way that they realize there is a difference between right and wrong. Okay, evil and good. So do you have the capacity in and of yourself to combat it, to combat evil, a supernatural force, or do we require a supernatural force of good to come in?
Yeah, it's a good point, and there's a big, not just a question of what is good. There are people say there is no right and wrong, there is no good and evil, even though nobody actually lives that way. Or what they do is they, and this is what people don't know. This is what happened to me when I was very young and impressionable as a teenager. I had no idea I was a Marxist or had adopted these cultural Marxist, communistic, postmodern ideas. I had no idea, but I did have them, and it made me depressed, and it made me not have any direction in my life. But where did that come from? Because I wasn't into philosophy until I had a relationship with Jesus Christ, and then he put that interest in me and in theology and in politics. But where did that come from, that I had those very nihilistic ideas? It came from the media. It came from watching The Simpsons.
Well, you know, teachers. Your teachers, I mean, your peers who also of like mind thought they knew, right? And they didn't know Bupkis. And so here it is, this process now. My point is, John, and your touch on this perfectly, is that the veil is being pulled back. Okay, so there is this idea of relevant truth. You got to throw it out the door. It either is or it isn't. And this is what got us into this mess, is we decided to live in the spectrum of the color. It's either white or it's black, and we decided to live in a gray area. I can tell you, I went through that experience myself. I was involved in an industry in the media that was very gray. But when God confronted me with black and white, my prayer, John, I was toast. I said, God, can you give me a little bit of time? To somehow redeem, I mean, you know, I'm thinking in my own way, can I make up for being such a knucklehead all these years and thinking the gray areas of life was acceptable?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think there's a reason for us to be optimistic here. I think there's a reason to be happy about what happened. I slept fine last night. As big as this news was, and as awful as it was, I slept pretty well because as Christians, we understand that before the resurrection, there was a crucifixion. There had to be a crucifixion before a resurrection. There has to be a time of suffering. We understand that Jesus promised there'd be suffering in this life. And then what comes next? The new heaven, new earth, where God wipes away every tear. There's neither crying nor mourning, no death. Those old things have passed away. The new has come. But there had to be a crucifixion before the resurrection. That's what's happening right now is a crucifixion.
Exactly.
I don't mean to make Trump is not Jesus.
Jesus certainly not. Yeah.
Right. But yeah. But crucifixion will lead to illumination. Remember, Bill, like that soldier who was there at the crucifixion, he realized, oh, my gosh, like this really was the Son of God. With a crucifixion comes illumination. I think this is going to wake so many people up. They keep trying to hit us. The left keeps trying to hit us. The elite keep trying to hit us and take us down. I think it's going to wake us up because that's in the American spirit.
Yeah. I had said earlier with Craig Huey, we were talking, that it reminded me of Tony Campolo's famous sermon, It's Friday, But Sunday's Coming. And we play that every year, you know, on Easter week, because though it looks like it's all doom and gloom and, you know, the other side has won, the one party country has taken over, the deep state loaded up and supported by cartels, which is a whole nother deal. I mean, you know, the money laundering that's going on, the sex trafficking, the drug running, gun running, all this evil that has been running through the United States of America while hardworking people of faith, John, just want to go about and raise their families and do good for one another. But we just have been asleep at the wheel and not realizing that this is wheats and tares. Wheats and tares are growing up together, and evil is abounding, and it's really coming out in a strong way. Jonathan Cahn warned us last year with his book, The Return of the Gods, and here we see it manifest time and time again that's going on. But again, that transitionary word that we read repeatedly in the Bible, and I love it, but God. And that's what makes me a but God Christian. I'm a but God Christian because right now you've got the influences of this one party state, the governor, you know, Newsom's and Pelosi's and Schumer. And even them, they're puppets compared to the billionaires that are pulling the strings in the background, that are involved with the cartels in money laundering and doing all the shenanigans that's happening in our country. You know, we wonder why. We go, wait a minute, why is this country, why would it walk away from energy independence? Why would it open up its borders to allow for sex trafficking to the degree? I mean, these people are all perverted. They are morally compromised and debased. And they are utilizing the fruits of this great country, the blessings of this country, to their advantage. And all it requires is for people of good conscience, people of morality, to sit back and let it happen. We saw this happen in World War II, or we read about it happening in World War II during, Germany's era, and we're seeing a repeat. Because as you suggested, John, there's nothing new under the sun. It just keeps repeating over and over again. And it is our time, the time for people of faith. Even though we look back at our parents and talk about what the world's, you know, the greatest generation ever, maybe this is our time to be the next great generation for America and for the world.
Yeah, and we older generations just need to keep holding the line and keep speaking truth like you're doing, because these younger generations like Gen Z, as has been exhibited in Asbury, the seminary, these some people are calling revivals, these younger generations are starving for Christ, starving for truth. They're very internet savvy, so they're gonna see that this Alvin Bragg guy lets off, you know, all these rapists and these sweet deals, but they indict Trump for these insane reasons. The younger generations are gonna see this, and I think they're gonna reverse this tied toward totalitarianism.
What they have poked here, John, is a nerve that is transitional. I mean, this nerve transforms and goes across all boundaries. We learned this as kids. It's not fair. We know instinctively what's just and fair. And when they really realize that this is happening, it's being done by one party, heaven help them. John Fleetwood, thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. Former President Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday. Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, on Fox News, says her client is being charged with something he didn't do.
He'll be charged with something he didn't do, but I think it's going to be a books and records kind of charge. And knowing Alvin Bragg, the Soros-backed DA, I assume that he's going to try and stack several of these misdemeanors that a normal person would never be indicted for, let alone charged with.
It is the highest-profile U.S. visit by a Taiwan leader in years. Nonetheless, President Tsai Ing-wen is keeping largely out of the public eye. A U.S. stopover that began Wednesday in New York marks Tsai's first foreign travel since mid-2019 and comes at a time of heightened tensions with China that many fear could easily fall into an armed conflict. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Dr. Sharon Ford from Focus on the Family is with us. She's nationally recognized child welfare consultant and currently serves as the director for foster care and adoption at Focus. Dr. Ford, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on your program today.
Well, the timing of it all is, this is what I love about God. When God is in control, it just happens when it's supposed to happen, right? And,
amen.
You know, to talk about adoption and foster care as, Roe v. Wade and the realization of living without Roe v. Wade and more parents realizing that there are alternatives, positive alternatives, better alternatives than abortion, then we're seeing an increase in adoption and foster care. And you and I have talked about this before. I think because of this new pressure and realization, there needs to be a concerted effort to streamline the process in such a way to where people in this country can adopt in a way more expediently, more efficiently, and not have to go overseas and adopt, which isn't to say that children overseas are not worthy, but we have a lot of children here in America that are looking, you know, for a foster parent or an adoptive parents, you know, to help them out. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement, Bill. You know, nationally, there's 400,000 children who are in the foster care system. Many of those children will go back home, but while they're in foster care, they need a quality, loving, nurturing, supportive caregiver, and Christian foster parents can be that if God has called them into that space. By the same token, there's over 100,000 children today waiting, available for adoption. And if God's called families into that space, they can step into that as well. And you said something very important, that, boy, there's streamlining that process. I was just reading in the news this week how Alabama's legislature has looked at streamlining the process for children who are available to for adoption, to be adopted by Alabamians in that state. And, well, exactly. Wouldn't it be something if every state looked at that and said, hey, we need to look at our policies, procedures, we need to trim them down so that this process can be expedited and kids don't wait.
Exactly.
And families don't wait.
Well, and to that exact point, as I suggested, Dr. Ford, there's going to be a lot of pressure on these states to look at it, because you know better. You're the expert. So when was the last time that there was good reform or any kind of concerted reform when it came to adoption or foster care?
Boy, in 1997, there was some major reform, Adoption Safe Families Act, but... You know, it didn't say streamline the process for adoption. It was looking at more holistically about well-being and reunification. So it was a hodgepodge of different things. But every state has the ability to codify laws that allows them to streamline their individual processes, just like Alabama is currently doing.
Exactly. And again, I think because of the pressure, this realized pressure of more kids being, you know, put up for adoption, if parents who want to have more peace of mind of putting up a child for adoption, I think that this would go a long way in encouraging them and giving them peace of mind to put their children up for adoption and really consider that as a viable choice over abortion.
You know, families who find themselves dealing with an unplanned pregnancy, they can choose life. And those families who choose life have an opportunity to work with Christian pregnancy resource centers, Christian pregnancy medical centers that can provide resources to them, that connect them with a faith-based, licensed child placement agencies, not a broker, not someone you found online, but really an organization, an agency that really can support that couple, that young mom, that young dad who's chosen life, praise God, and needs support and want to make a plan for adoption. And there are Christian agencies who will walk this journey with them, not just during the pregnancy, but post-pregnancy, post-placement, making a parenting plan. As young parents, they can make a parenting plan for their unborn child if they choose adoption. And there are agencies that will walk with them and love them and serve them through that process.
And Dr. Ford, what about the cost? That always seems to be a barrier here when we're talking about adoption. Parents who are interested in adopting. Sometimes, go ahead.
You know, cost is a real issue. There are differing costs depending on the method that a family goes through to for adoption. Infant domestic adoption has a reasonable price tag anywhere between, $7,000 to $10,000. Adopting from the foster care system has more like $1,000 cost. And so one of the good things about being in the United States is we have adoption tax credit, and you get to put that those costs on your write them off on your taxes. And so that's our government's way of saying, hey, don't leave these kids in legal limbo. Get them a forever family, and here's a way that your government supports you. And you know what? Many companies also have resources that they benefits that they offer their employees when a family is choosing to make to adopt a child into their home.
Well, and that's good to know. I did not realize that. Thank you for informing us that this becomes a tax credit. So,
yes,
though it sounds upfront, you know, you come up with a, you know, say, $7,000-$10,000 investment for a forever child, and then that can be taxed. Is the entire amount tax deductible?
You know, depending on your cost, the entire amount probably isn't, but a good portion of it is. And that's why you want to work with a good tax preparer, because they can help you. They know all the loopholes. They know all the processes to be able to help you to write off those expenses.
Well, and as you say, Dr. Ford, there's a lot of moving parts here. So what do people, whether they're thinking about, you know, entering into the foster care arena or adopting, what can they do to make sure that they're well-informed if they're going to, you know, consider, you know, this journey?
Well, one of the things I encourage people to do is, first of all, always start with prayer, asking God what type of adoption should they be involved with. And does he want to use them to adopt, or does he want to use them to support a family who is adopting? The second thing that I encourage people to do is to learn more information, be an informed consumer. And one of the ways they can do that is to go to our website, waitnomore.org, waitnomore.org, and click on that, and there's a tab that says adoption, and it has a whole host of information, articles, and things that they can read to learn more. And they could, of course, always contact me at Focus and ask questions, and I'd be happy to respond to them.
Well, and again, this is the beauty of this network that's available, is that behind this network, Dr. Ford, are thousands of stories, I might say, and shared intelligence and information that will give you a leg up and help you along the process, right?
You bet. You know, there's experts, there's really talented and skilled people who want to serve families who God's called them into this space. There are pediatricians that will walk alongside families so that the children get the right health care, their health care needs met. There are educators who understand children who might have been impacted by trauma. And so,
well, we got to leave it there, Dr. Ford. Thank you so much. Dr. Sherry Ford from
Focus. Air conditioner busted, appliance broken, computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids. with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you, America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We've got Eric Swithin who's going to join us in just a few moments talking about the fatherless epidemic in America. It's no secret there's a rising issue of fatherlessness in America that needs to be dealt with, which begs the question, what is the solution to this epidemic? The stats behind fatherlessness are alarming in the United States, including 18 million children in the U.S. live without a biological step or adoptive father present in the home. 85% of youth in prison come from a fatherless home. 1 in every 3 pregnancies in a fatherless home end in an abortion. And 63% of youth suicide victims come from a fatherless home. He's the founder of the Alliance. Eric Swithin joins us now. Eric, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but like you, heavy of heart when you consider this epidemic, this fatherless epidemic in America. And yes, we can ask, what can we do about it? And as we look in the mirror, we see our faces in the mirror. And I believe that we all can participate in the solution to this fatherless epidemic. What do you say?
Well, I'm reminded of a quote by Ronald Reagan. He said, "Hey, I'm with the government and I'm here to help you."
Yeah.
And so I do not necessarily think that that is the solution. I think that it starts with the American church being willing to get out of the pews and to be aware of the fatherless youth right there in their sphere of influence, and to fill that gap and to love on them and walk through life with them and to point them to a loving Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm. We have got to reinforce the value of the family component. You know, for years, Dr. James Dobson, Jim Daly, others have been sounding the alarm about the attack on the family unit. There is a very dark force that has come into our country that has attacked all things that are family, whether it has to do with marriages, fathers, mothers, children, to the point that even the educational system, which we pay for, Eric, is saying that those kids don't belong to you. They belong to the government. And going back to what you said about what Ronald Reagan, you know, the power of that word, and it's repeated often, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. We know that that is disingenuous. It is proven to be a lie time and again, because the government is interested in one thing and one thing only, and that is its own existence. And they're willing to do anything in order to maintain their own pursuit of happiness, not those that they are they're supposed to serve.
That's right. And I'm reminded of when I was in the Marine Corps. Counterintelligence. Thank you, Semper Fi. There's an acronym we used to use in counterintelligence called NPCOA, and that stands for Enemy's Most Probable Course of Action. And ultimately, it's designed to help us figure out how the enemy infiltrates and penetrates all of our forces.
Well, and this is the thing. See, we have not, because we're busy, and we're busy about all the wrong things. And I think that we've become such a consumeristic society that we've lost connection with first principles, those things that are most important. Because if our focus was on those things that are most vital and important, we would be able to see what the enemy is doing, and we would anticipate and be in front of what's going on. Instead, we find ourselves so far behind and reactive that in many cases it's too late. Our kids are dead, sadly.
That's it. And so if we use NPCOA and we think about the enemy and how he might destroy our culture, it becomes very clear to see that he's actually doing that. And it starts with the family. If he can take dad out of the picture, then for generations and generations, he's going to breed brokenness that breeds brokenness. People are going to have a distorted view of who God is as father, which is the most tragic thing. But we're also going to have no example of what it looks like to be a provider and a protector and someone who cares for the family unit. And everything starts there. It starts with the individual, and then it moves to the family. And families, they outpour to our community. So if you have a broken home, you're going to have a broken community.
Exactly. You're exactly right. And it's so key that you and I are having this conversation, because I was just contemplating this last night in depth. It was God was, you know, just showing me, again, getting back to first principles, how vital the family unit is that we strengthen the family, we strengthen neighborhoods, we strengthen our cities, we strengthen our, you know, our country, our states, our country. It matriculates up. But, you know, right now you look at where our country is right now, and we are in absolute chaos because we've ignored and we've abandoned these godly principles.
That's right. And if you really look at how we treat the issues of our society, we're essentially just treating symptoms, right, Bill? And if you look at the intersection of all of these systemic issues about our country and why our country, in my estimation, is falling apart at the seams, you find that at the epicenter, where all of these things statistically intersect, you have a common cause. It's not just correlation. This is a statistical causation. Mm-hmm. And that is whether you're talking about the economics of it, right? $80.7 billion were spent and tax money last year alone on prison expenditures. And 85% that are incarcerated come from a fatherless home. So if you look at the financial implications, you look at the emotional implications, the spiritual implications, you look at teen suicides, if you look at even sexual statistics, right? We look at sexual statistics, we can see that fatherless youth are astronomically more likely to become sexual predators. Boys, in fact, 14 times more likely. And girls, 900% more vulnerable to sexual abuse and rape. And so the economic implications and the spiritual implications, the emotional implications, the societal implications all point to the epicenter of the breakdown of the American home. That's where it all starts.
Amen. Exactly. Well, the Alliance for Ending the Fatherless Epidemic is producing a documentary. It is absolutely free. Tell us about the Fatherless Epidemic documentary.
Well, I was sitting on a porch in Colorado looking at the Rocky Mountains, and God spoke to my heart so clearly and told me to do this. And it was like he downloaded this story into my mind, so much so that I called a friend in Hollywood and I said, I have no idea what it means to make a film. And he said, tell me your idea. So I shot the idea to him, and he said, this is really good. He said, you know, I think we should tone down the faith element of it so that it's more palatable to the masses. And after praying for about 37 seconds, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt I wasn't supposed to do that. So ultimately, this film, I believe, something that God is communicating to his people. And it's a story that will tug at your heart. It'll call the church to action. And most importantly, it's going to point God's people to the real character of God. Mm-hmm. And he is a perfect father. Amen. And he's the only one that can fix our society. Nothing else can do it. It can only be him in partnership with his church.
It's a call to return to God, is it not, Eric? I mean, we have to return to God.
It is. And it's a replacement of religion with relationship. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of us have a distorted view of God, because we have imperfect fathers who didn't model that correctly, right? We have broken homes, and so kids have this incredibly distorted view of dad. And so we don't view dad as this tender, loving father. We view him as a distant deity who is not necessarily the type of God whose knee-jerk reaction is restoration and redemption and forgiveness. And so we end up having a God that we fear, and we typically respond to, but we're not full of compassion and love that happens only when we connect with him as a perfect father. And when we're full of that same love, we just can't help ourselves. We have to go and be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world, in our own home, yes, but also across the railroad tracks to that kid like me when I was young, who inevitably is going to end up in jail or dead. But we have compassion for that kid, and we go across the railroad tracks to fill in the gap and just represent God and to show him what a loving dad looks like, but most importantly, to point him to the perfect father.
Right, exactly. Ultimately, that's the case. I got to tell you, Eric, I came from a family of 9 kids, and we were blessed. Our father, part of what I shared at his funeral was that when I looked into the face of my father, what I got was a reflection of Almighty God himself. My father was uniquely humble, and I can't say that all 9 kids saw our dad the same way. I was blessed to see my dad that way, and he was a great example. And I think this is the case in lots of families across the country, is that there are exceptional fathers who have been there. So how can people see this this documentary that's going to be released this Friday, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be released this Friday, March 31st at 5 p.m. Central Time. And we're obeying the Lord. We're giving this thing away for free. It's going to primarily be released on YouTube. And so if you just go to www.fatherlessepidemic.com, you can actually sign up to receive that link the second that it drops on Friday night. Or you could just go back there and visit after 5 p.m. on Friday night, and the movie will actually be posted on that site.
So, again, the website that we can download or be able to see it?
www.fatherlessepidemic.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?